so. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. Could we sing that song? And I need some help. Be still and know that I am God. I think we all know that. Still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Be still one more time. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Amen. Thank you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you tonight in the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask tonight that you would really help us with this, that you would just minister that peace to every heart. Lord, we're all of us, I think, facing just challenges and difficult situations, things that maybe we've never expected or encountered, but yet in the midst of it, Lord, you're completely good and completely in control. So I just pray that that peace, that reality would prevail tonight. Just brood over your people, I pray. Be lifted up, be exalted. We look to you for all things and just give this little time now, these few words, expressions to you, and just ask that you would have your way and be lifted up. In Jesus Christ's name, amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. Thank you, musicians. Well, everybody okay?
Amen.
Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord occasionally. Rejoice in the Lord when I'm happy. Rejoice in the Lord always. And then I say that, and I, you know, I think there's just, for so many, it's a season right now. Just, I feel more needy of Him than I ever have in my life. And I think He wants that. It's a good thing. You know, when we're grasping His hand and in constant prayer, yeah, it's okay. So, exactly. All right, so before we get started on a short, you know, little message thought that the Lord put on my heart tonight, I do have a little, quick little lesson maybe for, I'm thinking with the young people in mind, it's a little, just a thought I had on my heart for a while, and thought I'd go ahead and share it because I think it kind of ties in, and I mean for the young people, but really for all of us, I think this is a good kind of concept and just something to be mindful of. But young people, pay attention. There will be a quiz at the end. especially for a Christian. So here we go. And so by the way, I was going to do a drawing of a kind of a, just the outline of a person, just a very basic shape, head and kind of shoulders and real basic. Yeah, arms and maybe upper body. And then I thought, we have some really talented artists here. So thank you to Sister Natalie. She's helping me out. We're going to take this one step further. And we have, ta-da, this. Whoa, what is that, you ask? Okay, what this is the outline of Hoffman's Head of Christ. Okay? Wonderful. Okay, great. And so just a simple, really simple point here, but I think, again, something that's good for all of us. And, you know, we would ask the question, what was on my heart is just, who is Jesus? That question has been asked, and there's been count for thousands of years, much debate, discussion. That's a good question. And you could say, Jesus is, and you can all chime in, feel free, the Son of God. Amen. So I'm just going to kind of start coloring in here a little bit. He's my Savior. He's my Redeemer. Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. He is, exactly. Just keep on going. Isaiah 53. Oh, pardon? Amen. Prince of Peace. Keep going. And so, you know, you're just saying all this, and I'm just sketching away, filling in. Bread of Life. Amen. Amen. Keep going. King of Kings. Lord of Lords. Okay. We'll just kind of pause there because we could go on and on. My point is, and the illustration I hope helps. Okay, here's what we have at the moment. Yes, we're starting to fill in some of the picture. My point is, He's the Word.
Amen.
All of the Word. So this does not quite exactly look like this, does it? Now, again, the point here, or part of the point, is just kind of awareness for all of us, what we do in our noggin, what the world does in their noggin with that question. To the man or the woman who says, He's my Savior, and in honesty, that's all they know, we wouldn't take that away from them for nothing. We'll fellowship with them right there, because it's truth, and it's beautiful. But just please remember, He's the Word. He's all of it. And very few are interested in all of it. In fact, you can find mindsets, you can find, that what people do in their mind with who is Jesus. And they kind of want to cut out, they kind of want to form and shape Him a certain way. And so we have to be mindful of that. Well, I like this part, but I don't like that part. I like the past tense, but not the present tense. And you can go on and on, exactly. So again, just a simple, crude, but I think an important concept, a little image to keep in mind for all of us. So hope that's a blessing.
Amen.
Quiz time, kiddos. There is no quiz. I just wanted your attention. So again, thank you, Sister Natalie. I appreciate that. You know, again, you look at the reality of the Scripture, and it says, He is, not was, He, Isaiah 53, He is despised and rejected of men. He still is. So again, we want to present Him in all of His fullness, all of the Word, all that he is, because there is life in all of it. So blessed be his name. All right. Well, again, God bless you all. Morris family, we love you. Been praying for you. Been loving, love you all and pray for you all. And again, to our visitor, greetings and welcome. God bless you. All right, let's just go ahead and get started then. So again, kind of an intro. I think that kind of ties into where we're going here. And if you would stand with me as we open up with one particular scripture here, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And I always think my sermons, you know, you just take what the Lord puts on your heart. A lot of times I think it's going to be just real, real short. And it kind of can stretch out a little bit. We'll see. But this might be a short one, so I'm just warning you. 2 Thessalonians 2. Let me get there. Oh, I love this. My goodness. We'll start with verse 1. Hold on, give me just a minute. I'm so sorry. Okay. Was looking to where I want to go here, but let's start with verse 1, I think. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I love this verse, this next part. And by our gathering together unto him, each one of us. Amen. All right, verse 2, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So just keep reading. We're going to go a bit further here. Remember ye not when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. I'm just going to pause because this next verse is really what we're going to dwell on for a bit. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And you can be seated. And that, I kind of appreciate your patience. We just wanted to really capture in verse 10 what it talks about there, the love of the truth, the love of the word. And that word is so important, received not. So if you received something, something's given to you, of course. So those who have received a love for the truth have received a love for the word, and that's what we want to dwell on tonight, is kind of two things we'll tie together, but it's a love for the word and the simplicity of yes to the word, because we know body, soul, spirit, our three-room house that we live in, the soul says what? Yes or no to the word of God? Yes, yes to the word. So again, I think this love for the truth is so beautiful, so rich. We'll go into some things here. And I just, to be honest, recently listening to Brother Alistair in some of his messages, and he says this many times. He's like, oh, I just love to preach to people who love the word. It's so easy, who love the word. And, you know, we'll just go into some scriptures here. In fact, turn with me to Psalm 1. We know this. I don't think we have to turn this. We know it probably by heart, but let's go ahead. Psalms 1 and verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. It's not a chore. It's not a task. It's not a demand. It's a delight. What a difference. And I think, you know, what to me this separates so many is that love for the word, the love for the truth. When you can just feed on that word and that word is pouring down into your soul, everything falls into place. Everything takes care of itself versus a toil and a struggle. And maybe you can have a religious personality that's on the outside trying to perfect self, trying to perfect the body, perfect the spirit, and all through carnal and, you know, just carnal. Laboring in self versus, again, the opposite of that word coming into the soul, feeding my soul. That's going to push out life. It's going to bear fruit 100% because the word is life. It is. It's again, not perfecting body and spirit through forms, rituals, but the word that goes into the soul of the true believer and through a complete love affair. The process begins and it goes and it does exactly what is in that word because the word is life. Amen. I just love that. It's grace. Nobody can take any credit for that. You received a love for the truth, a love for the word. Oh, my goodness. We're so blessed. So just a few things here. This is from Brother Branham in Uniting Time and Sign, and he's talking about just being in love with him. I love the way he brings this out. But the church, the bride, is united by God, or by one God under one spirit, the Spirit of God in the holy union of God, to be one holy bride to God. That's right, all together, the unity of the body. The body waiting as a bride, as it is the bride, as we call ourselves, right? The bride. For the uniting time of the bride, the church is so coming together, it should create just a love amongst us. Amen. That we could hardly be away from one another. That's right. When you don't have to beg people. Here you go. Don't have to beg people to pray. You don't have to beg them to worship God. You don't have to beg them to do what's right. There we go. That's what we're talking about. What does he say next? They're just so in love with him. There we go. That's everything right there. A love for the truth. They're just so in love with him till there's nothing else. Amen. That's where we want to be tonight. Amen. Now I'll admit, later on, a different one here, questions and answers. People study too much. They try to think too far ahead. Can you identify with that one? And try to think too hard and sometimes have mental breakdowns. And on accounts, what he's talking about in this case, on studying, even studying about the Lord, he says you must quit that. You don't have to do that. The only thing you have to do is fall in love with him. Let me be so in love with him. So in love with this word that will take care of everything else. Just to fall in love with him and just go right on loving him. Amen. It's not to try to push into something or make yourself something you're not. Just go ahead and let God use you the way he wants you. Just yield yourself, commit yourself, walk on, happy, rejoicing. That's the way. Don't you love him? What a precious gift. You have received a love for the truth, a love for the word. Amen. And that propels and that motivates. And out of there is the source of him working and doing it all. Not what can I do, not what do I need to do, but I love him. And as I just feed on that word pushes out, that word produces. Amen. And just kind of thinking about this, I couldn't help but think of, you know, faith works by love. So you stay in love with him. Faith works by love. And whatever is not faith is sin, as the scripture says. So it just kind of shows you, right, what are we producing? What's coming out of us? Is it faith? Is it unbelief? Faith, unbelief. True faith works by love. So again, just going back to the theme or that thought of being in love with him and a love for the truth that is so key. Galatians 5:6, I'll just kind of read through some. You can write them down or read along if you want. Galatians 5:6, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Amen. Again, it's that attraction to him, attraction to his word, catches your attention. You love that love for the truth. I've been more and more amazed. You know, the Bible just gets more beautiful all the time. And I've just been meditating. The woman at the well, again. You know, when Jesus came to her in that state, tell me how religious she was. Tell me what religion she was practicing. We don't know. I think it's safe to say maybe not any. And it, you know, and so it is with many of his children, all the many cases. The light comes in contact with the seed, and just like that, you know, it's that love for the word. You recognize, you receive, and everything else changes. Let's turn to Luke chapter 16. I'd like to tie this in too. This is another thought, another thing that I've been kind of meditating on, kind of been amazed by, and I hope it kind of fits in okay the way I'm looking to bring it out here. Luke 16. And again, the point is here, the word connects to the soul, period. The word comes to the soul, period. All right, so Luke chapter 16 and verse 19. So we know this story, but let's go ahead and read it. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores, and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man died also and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. He cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot. Neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, and this is what always kind of amazed me. He said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Isn't that striking? And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. Verse 31, and this has just suddenly struck me. So he said unto them, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. What? I'm slow, late to get the point here. But what just illuminated so clearly was the soul responds to the word, period. So I was always amazed thinking, you know, if somebody raises from the dead, wow, they're not going to hear it. They will. It's the word and the soul. It's the word and the soul that will catch the attention of the believer every single time. Regardless, forget everything on the outside. It's the soul and it's the word. So I hope that kind of makes sense. Don't you love him? Amen. Jeremiah 15, Verse 16, thy words were found and I did eat them. Can you say amen? And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Amen. Blessed is the man. He delights in the law of the Lord. There's a love for the truth, and that is everything. So precious. Amen, amen. Don't you feel like in John chapter 6, he said, Jesus, he said, therefore I say unto you, no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of the disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then Jesus said unto the 12, will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. It's the word. Amen. And it's the soul. Amen. And just as we kind of gave with the illustration, many walked away. Many left him. The words offended. The word still offends. But to those who have a love for the truth, you are drawn to what others are repelled, that others walk away from. While the multitudes are drawn to the loaves and fishes, the supernatural, the soul of the seed responds to the word, feeds on the word every time. Amen. And again, we'll move on now. So that was part one. My part two is the yes. So the soul says yes. It's that simple. Yes to the word of God. And we'll just pick out, the scriptures, of course, are full of this, but let's just go back for starters into the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 12. Of course, we'll look at Abraham. I think so just beautiful. We can all have our own share in this identity, I believe. Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1 says, now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Verse 4, so Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. God spoke, he responded. The answer was yes. In the Hebrews 11, we know by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing where he went. I just know one thing. I heard his voice, and I'm following it. I'm walking with him. Amen. Amen. Don't you love that? The beauty and the simplicity of yes, yes to the word. That amazing attraction and instant connection when the seed of God meets its source. Instant. Amen. So while we're in Genesis, you know where we're going next, maybe? Can't help but leave this. We can't help but touch on this one. Genesis 24. Dad, be quiet. You don't get it. Sorry. He knows. He probably knows where I'm going better than most. Okay, Genesis 24. I would love to read this whole chapter, but we know you can read it, and you kind of know how this goes. So we'll just kind of drop in. That's a good spot to pick this up. I guess we'll, so we know this is Eliezer. He's going to find a wife for Isaac. He prays. He does these, goes through these steps. Rebecca comes out. She waters the camels. So let's just, let's maybe drop down to verse 52. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment, and gave them to Rebekah. And he gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him, and tarried all night. And they rose up in the morning. And he said, send me away unto thy master. And her brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us a few days, at least 10. After that, she shall go. And he said unto them, Hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way, and send me away that I may go to my master. And they said, We will call the damsel, and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, Wilt thou go with this man? She said, I will go.
Yes.
I will go. I mean, what a beautiful a mystery. And I think each one, we know that. We can say, yes. Will you go with this man? Yes, I will go. The word comes in contact. 14, okay. Well, he can't keep quiet, so we'll... Mm-hmm. Go, please. Just verse 14?
Yeah.
Okay. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let this same be she that hath... I'm struggling tonight. Sorry. That thou hast appointed... for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, that's beautiful. Just so rich. But I just, again, I love that. Will you go? Yes, I will go. The word says, the soul says yes to the word. It's that simple. Instant attraction, instant connection. There's a yes. Amen. Okay, Luke chapter 1, New Testament. We know another one. Just there's so much here, but we'll kind of the two obvious ones, I guess. Luke chapter 1. And verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? The angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Here it is, behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. I don't know how, I don't know why, I don't know when, I don't know. She simply said, yes, be it unto me.
Amen.
The bride, the church, his children says, yes, yes to the word, be it unto me. We can't explain it. She couldn't explain it. There's a lot we don't know. We just know one thing. I say yes to that word. That's it. Amen. What stumbles, what challenges, what repels others? Think of that. What stumbles, what challenges, and repels others instantly and easily attracts his children. They run that way, you run this way. There's that connection to the word, a love for the truth, and an immediate yes. Yes to that word. Amen. I love him. Rebecca didn't, modern events made clear by prophecy, Rebecca didn't wait to get the second order. They asked her, will you go? Let her say. She said, I'll go. She was firmly inspired of God. She became one of the queens of the Bible for acting upon the pulsation of the Spirit of God that moved a upon her to receive the absolutely the truth, and she believed it. Amen. In that moment, there's nothing else but his word. I don't know any other reality, but that's my reality, and I say yes to it.
Amen.
Oh my, so beautiful. Just super signs. So has the messenger, the Holy Ghost of God, in this last days, picking out the bride. He's had to deal with a church that calls herself the mother, the Catholic, and the brother, the preacher. That's exactly. He's had to deal with those two. That was the one they kicked up a fuss about. Let me just get to, okay. But now he said, he's talking about Rebecca here. You've got to make your choice. Will you go? And look, quickly as she heard about Isaac, before she ever saw him, she said, I will go. Why? She was a blood relative to him. See, she was Abraham's brother's child. Isaac and Rebecca were first cousins, blood relation, showing the church in the last days will be blood relation to Christ. For the very God that predestinated the church, the lamb slain before the foundation of the word were of the earth, sorry, the church itself, its name was put on the book before the foundation of the world. And Rebecca, as soon as she heard of Isaac, there was something in her that pulled her straight to him. Isn't that beautiful? Straight to him, though she hadn't seen him or nothing, yet she wanted to go by her own choice away from mother or brother. There you go. And today, if the light of God, the Holy Spirit, ever strikes a predestinated seed whose name is on the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world, the Bible says that, the light will shine. You can preach to some, and it seems like it's just water off a duck's back. But let it once strike that seed, and watch what happens quickly. Something is there right now. Why? It's the predestinated seed coming forth. It's got to come. When the light, the gospel strikes it, they get it. Here you go. The rest of them will get up and walk away. It's not for them. The Bible said that men were foreordained to condemnation, the book of Jude. Now, when the light struck little Rebecca, she knew something within her that brought her to Isaac. She veiled her face. And I like this. She wanted no more to do with her own thinking. Isaac was her thinking from then on. And the church itself, when it strikes that power of God, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, out of the denominational churches, out of the Catholic Church, whatever it is, when the baptism of the Holy Ghost is made real to the people, them that's predestinated, like you people here, to eternal life, they see it and walk in it. What is it? It's a super sign. Amen. Instant attraction. Instant yes. Soul that loves the word. A love for the truth and responds, you know. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, this is just a few more here. We're just kind of winding down. Matthew chapter 4, many, many other examples, but this one also. Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, and casting a net to the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets, followed him. They dropped everything and they listened. There was an instant connection, an immediate attraction. Couldn't explain it. Don't know why, but it was there. I love Psalm 27 says, when you said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. We respond back instantly. He says, he draws. Do you see that? He comes to you, comes to me and says, seek my face. And we say, yes, Lord. Amen. Will you go? Yes, I will go. Exactly. Be it unto me.
Amen.
Amen. Just one more, and maybe the musicians, if you want to come. There's, just closing here. Lean not on thy own understanding. The Virgin Mary, when the angel Gabriel met her and told her that she was going to have a baby, not knowing a man, that had never been. She never leaned upon her own understanding that a woman could have a baby without a husband. She didn't lean on that. She said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. She didn't say, how am I going to do it? When will I do it? And how is all this going to take place? The angel said, the Holy Ghost shall overshadow thee, and that thing that will be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. She said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord." She didn't take her reasoning. It's out of the picture. Think about that. She didn't take her reasoning that it couldn't be done. She just said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word." Don't you love him? I hope this is encouraging. I hope it's a blessing. As many as received a love for the truth. Have you received?
Eyes to see,
ears to hear. A love for the word. You and him. A soul that connects. A soul that says yes. Yes to the word. And from there, just stay in love with him. That's maybe just the underlying theme in all this, you know. A love for the word and the simplicity of yes. Yes to the word. Amen. Exactly. Would you stand with me? Let's just sing that tonight. Be it unto me according to your word, according to your promises, I can stand secure. Carve upon my heart the truth that sets me free. According to your word, O Lord, be it unto me. Sing it once more. Just tell him how much he means. Unto me, according to your word, according to your promises, I can stand secure. Carve upon my heart the truth that sets me free. According to your word, O Lord, be it unto me. Amen, amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. A love for him, a love for his word. And just remember this. He is the word, all of it. Amen. Amen. Man, all right. Brother David, you close for us tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. May we just run, Lord, when we're called, Lord. Run towards that word, Lord. It's just love endless little requests, Lord. There's a part that she's having a hard time believing, Lord, and she asked for prayer for that. Lord, what a wonderful thing, Lord. And we just thinking about the prodigal son, too, Lord, how the word, the father ran to him, too, Lord. It's just, we need you in this late hour, Lord, and we see the falling away of everything, politics and religions and just the corruption everywhere, Lord. And we just thank you for the word of the day, Lord. Ask now you be with us the rest of this week, Lord, our work and whatever we lay our hands to, Lord. And we love you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. Just you fall in love with him more and more every day. You stick your head down in that word, as our sister Verti used to say, don't come up for air. Just keep feeding on it and falling in love with him more every day. God bless you.